我们要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通以赛亚的看见。
We will continue to fellowship with the brothers and sisters on what Isaiah the prophet saw.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
十二章第四十一节。
John chapter 12, verse 41.
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。
These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory and he spoke of him.
然后到以赛亚书第六章。
We turn back to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
我们从第九节读到十三节。
We will read from verse 9 to 13.
他说你去告诉这百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白看是要看见却不晓得。
And he said, go and tell these people, keep on listening, but do not perceive, keep on looking, but do not understand.
要使这百姓的心蒙脂油耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷恐怕眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来便得医治。
Render the hearts of these people fat, their ears dull and their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed.
我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说直到城邑荒凉无人居住房屋空闲无人地土极其荒凉。
Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate.
并且耶和华将人迁到远方在这境内撇下的地土很多。
The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land.
境内剩下的人，若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭。像栗树、橡树，虽被砍伐，树墩子，这个字也可以念树镊子啊，却仍存留。这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。
Yet there will be a tenth portion in it, and it will again be subject to burning, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump.
我们已经讲过，神的百姓啊，应该是有属灵的眼睛可以看见。
We have already mentioned, as the children of God, we ought to have spiritual eyes that can see.
我们属灵的生活和侍奉根据我们的看见。
Because our life and our spiritual service is all based around seeing.
你要真正看见神所要的，那么你的生活侍奉才有意义。
If you truly can see what God desires, then there will be meaning to your life and service.
你的眼如果有看见，你才有确定的目标。
If you can see with your eyes, then you will have a sure goal.
如果你有看见，你才可能有正确的道路。
If you have seen, then you can walk on the right way.
为主做见证的人都是眼睛有看见的人。
Those who bear the testimony of God are all those people with seeing eyes.
我们也讲到这个看见给我们带来热情鼓舞。
And we also mentioned that because of these scenes, it will bring verveness in your service.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
不仅能够热情鼓舞。
Not only that you will have verveness.
只有你有这样的看见。
Because you have such seeing.
你才不会灰心失望。
Then you will not be disappointed.
也只有有这样的看见。
And only with such seeing.
你才乐意付代价来跟随。
You will be willingly, you will pay the price to follow.
只有你有这样的看见。
Only with such seeing.
你才不会妥协。
You will not compromise.
你才会至死忠心。
And you will be faithful till death.
我很喜欢昨天晚上 Dana 弟兄说到。
I really like what Brother Dana shared last night.
当他遇见一些情况的时候。
When he encountered some situations.
主在里面对他说不要妥协。
The Lord told him no compromise.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们没有看见。
If we do not have seen,
我们就非常容易妥协。
It is so easy for us to compromise.
如果我们没有看见，
without seeing,
这条路也不可能走到尽头。
This role will not take us to the end.
那么神给以赛亚到底看见什么呢？
And so what did God allow Isaiah to see?
我相信现在弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
I'm sure by now you're very clear.
在以赛亚书第六章里面，他看见三件重要的事情。
In chapter 6 of Isaiah, he saw three things.
第一个，他看见在荣耀里面的基督。
First of all, he saw the Christ in glory.
他看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
He saw that the Lord is enthroned high and above.
他的衣裳下垂，遮满圣殿。
And his robe fell and filled the whole land.
我们讲到，这是讲到我们的主耶稣，他是君王，他也是大祭司。
We mentioned that this speaks of that our Lord Jesus Christ is the King. He is also the High Priest.
但是我们知道，他这个看见呢
？But we know that this seeing
是在创世以前，在神计划里面的那个光景。
It is a seeing.Before God created the earth, the heaven and earth.
感谢主，我们有光啊！
Thank God for the light.
你看，刚才一没有光，就什么都看不见。
See, when we lost the light a little bit ago, we can't see a thing.
非常好的提醒。
Very good reminder.
啊，那么，又开始进入黑暗。
We're about to enter into darkness again.
我们晓得今天这个时代真的很黑暗。
We know that today's time is truly dark.
所以神的儿女真的是需要光啊。
So as the children of God, we need to have light.
那我们知道以赛亚所看见是在创世以前，在神荣耀的旨意里面的那位基督。
We know that Isaiah has saw the Christ in God's original glory.
当然，这位荣耀的基督就是神的儿子。
Of course, this Christ is the Son of God.
那么今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们的看见是什么呢
？So today, what is our seeing?
耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Jesus Christ has already risen from the dead.
父神已经用右手高举他。
And the Father God has already uplifted him with his right hand.
他现在已经得到荣耀。
He has already received glory.
他已经在宝座上。
He is enthroned above.
他是君王。
He is a king.
万王之王，万主之主。
And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
但是他也是大祭司。
But he is also the high priest.
这是今天我们所看见的。
This is what we see today.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
弟兄姊妹们，将来我们还要看见。
Brothers and sisters, we shall see in the future.
你会看见耶稣基督，他不仅是君尊的祭司。
You will see that Jesus Christ is not only the holy priest.
所有在他里面蒙恩得救的人，要跟他一同做君尊的祭司。
All the people who are saved in His name, they will also be the royal priest.
这是神所定的荣耀的旨意。
This is God's predestined will.
这是我们基督徒将来有的一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is the glorious hope for all Christians.
也是我们将来的整个命运最终点的一个荣耀。
And this is the end glory for all of us.
这是所有的圣徒，蒙恩圣徒都要达到。
And this is something we will all achieve at the end.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神的旨意就是他的儿子。
God's will.Is his son.
那么神把儿子的名分赐给我们。
And today he has given us his sonship.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是他若显现，我们都要像他。
It means when he is revealed, we will all be like him.
他如何，我们也如何。
However he is, we shall be likewise.
这是父在他旨意中所命定我们得儿子的名分的荣耀。
This is what the Father has determined through His Son, the glory which we will all receive.
我们要求主光照我们，让我们能看见这一个。
We need to ask the Lord to shine His light in us so that we may see this thing.
他不仅看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
Isaiah not only saw the Lord sitting on the throne above.
他也看见撒拉佛在宝座前的侍奉。
He also saw seraphim standing before the throne and serving.
也借着撒拉佛说明了真正侍奉的意义。
And through the seraphim, it tells us the true meaning of service.
那么第二个看见。
The second scene.
那么以赛亚看见自己是嘴唇不洁的人。
Isaiah saw that he was one with unclean lips.
他因此认识他自己。
Therefore, he began to know himself.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神也让他得着。祭坛的救恩
The Lord also allowed him to receive the salvation of the altar.
十字架的救恩
the salvation of the cross.
所以今天在主的光中，我们要开始要认识自己。
So today, under the light of God, we also need to know ourselves.
我们要认识主的拯救。
We need to know the salvation of our Lord.
只有经过十字架的救恩。
Only through the salvation of the cross.
我们才配得来承受他的托付。
Then we'll be worthy to receive his entrustment.
那么今天早晨我们来到最后一个看见。
This morning we will come to the last scene.
那么以赛亚看见什么呢？
What did Isaiah saw?
以赛亚看见这个余数的原则。
Isaiah saw the principle of the remnant.
这个余数的意思就不是说所有的人，只是少数的人。
The remnant means it is not for all, but a small portion.
但是我们相信这不是神原初的心意。
But we believe that is not God's original will.
因为在神原初的心意里面，他是盼望他所有的蒙恩得救的人统统能够达到他的心意。
And because in God's original will, he desired for all those people who are saved to reach to his heart's desire.
但是因着人的软弱的缘故，
But because of our weaknesses,
神知道这是一个不可避免的、不可避开的一个情况。
God knows that this is something that he cannot avoid.
就像以色列人来到西乃山下一样，
Just like when the Israelites came down to the mountain of Sinai.
神原初的心意是宣告他们要成为祭司的国度。
God's original will is to proclaim to them that they shall be a kingdom of priests.
每一个以色列人都是祭司。
That all the Israelites will become the priests.
结果摩西上山四十昼夜，以色列人在地下拜了金牛犊。
But Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and nights, and the Israelites began to worship golden calf.
好像迫使神呢，不得不转变他的作为。
It seems like they have forced God to change his way.
结果呢，神就在十二个支派里面只选了利未支派来侍奉。
So among the 12 tribes, God can only choose the tribe of Levi to serve.
并且只有亚伦家可以做祭司。
And only the house of Aaron can become the priest.
弟兄姊妹，这是神好像是一个不得已的一个作为一样。
And this is something that was forced upon God.
当然我们晓得神是全能的神。
Of course we know that God is an almighty God.
他也不在乎人数多或少。
He doesn't care whether their number is great or few.
但是从神的心中来讲，他是巴望所有神的儿女们都能做祭司。
But from the depths of his heart, his desire is for all his children to become the priests.
但是因着人的失职，叫神失望。
But because of our irresponsibility, we have disappointed our God.
所以神的工作才转向了少数的人身上。
And God's work turned to the few.
弟兄姊妹们，这个余数。
Brothers and sisters, for this remnant.
成了今天对许多爱主的弟兄姊妹的一个挑战。
Becomes a challenge for many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
也是一种的鼓励。
It is also a form of encouragement.
所以当我们读整个旧约的历史的时候，
As we read the entire history of the Old Testament,
我们看见大体上面来讲，以色列人光景都是失败的。
The majority condition of the Israelites were that of a failure.
只有少数的人，他们遵循神的旨意。
Only for the very few that they continue to obey God's command.
你如果读教会的历史也是这样。
If you study the church history, it is the same way.
教会历史好像是一个失败的历史。
The entire history of the church seems like a history of failure.
其中也是好像只有一些少数的人，他们愿意遵循神的旨意。
Only a handful who are willing to follow God's command.
所以这个余数呢？
So as for the remnant,
这是神。好像是在神的百姓中间呢，他碰见了一种的情形，他不得已的一种的做法一样。
It's the work of God that he must do after he encounters some kind of situation.
那么旧约中的余数啊，
and the remnant in the Old Testament
就是新约中的得胜者，
are the overcomers in the New Testament.
神在旧约的时代中所呼召的是这些余数。
In the Old Testament, God has called to these remnants.
在新约的时代中，神所呼召的是得胜者。
In the New Testament time, God called out to the overcomers.
他们也被称作是出手果，他们也被称作是先锋。
They also have been called as the first fruits and the pioneer.
弟兄姊妹们，特别到了末了的时代。
When sisters, especially we come to the end time.
我们真是要求主让我们能听见神的这个呼召。
We need to ask God to allow us to hear His calling.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们晓得神的爱是在全体。
We know that God's love is for all.
但是神的喜悦只在少数人身上。
But His delight dwells on the few.
感谢神
We thank the Lord.
他的选召是没有后悔的
His calling is He will never regret His calling.
即使今天我们在地上很软弱，我们好像跟随主很迟缓，我们的心向着世界，但是弟兄姊妹们，神爱你还是不改变。
Even though today we are very weak, we are slow to answer to His call, but the Lord still loves you.
不管我们表现得多败坏。神的选召是没有后悔的。
No matter how corruptly we behave, God's calling never fails.
我们要永远为着神的这个爱感谢他。
We need to thank Him for His everlasting love.
但是你光是这样的一个认识是不够的。
But with just simply this kind of knowledge is not enough.
弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒
，Brothers and sisters, as Christians,
我们要追求能让神喜悦。这是很重要的一件事情。
We need to pursue him so that he will be delighted with us.
所以保罗说，我们立定的志向要得神的喜悦。
So Paul says, I am determined to please him.
所以神的爱跟神的喜悦是有一点不一样。
So there is some difference between God's love and God's delight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
那么神的心意在地上，在大体的情况中，好像。没有办法得到实现的时候
When God's heart desire cannot be revealed through the majority
神在少数的人身上这些余数身上可以成全他的工作
He will accomplish his complete work through the remnant
但是这里我们当提到这个余数的时候呢
And when we mention about the remnant
弟兄姊妹我们需要有一个准确的认识
We need to have a clear understanding
神不是说得到这些少数人就把其他都丢弃了，没有。
God didn't say that I would just gain these few and then left all the rest alone.
神得到少数是为着多数。
He has gained the few for all.
啊，就像我们弟兄讲到约瑟的情况一样。
Just like our brother shared about Joseph's situation.
神得到约瑟是为着以色列的全家。
God has gained Joseph.For the sake of the house of Israel.
若是没有约瑟这样的经历
Without the experiences of Joseph,
以色列家不可能得救
The house of Israel will not be saved.
所以今天在地上也是一样
Same thing as today.
弟兄姊妹们，神要得着一般的圣徒
God will obtain a group of saints.
他们要真正的愿意活在神的旨意的里面
And they will be willing to live in the will of God.
当他们能遵循神的旨意的时候
As they are able to obey God's command,
神就能借着这少数人把祝福带给所有的人。
And God is able to bring His blessing through these few people.
今天我们所讲到的这个见证的原则。
And this is the principle of testimony today.
所以见证的原则就是有少数人他们明白神的旨意，他们也遵循神的旨意。
The principle of the testimony is that there are few people who understand the will of God. They also are obedient to that will.
他们也坚持神的旨意。
They also hold on to His will with steadfastness.
人就有路可行。
So that God continues to have a way to work on earth.
能把祝福带给其他所有的人。
To bring the blessings for all.
我们知道在教会历史上哈。
We know that through church history,
只有近200年的这个近代的历史。
And just in the last 200 years,
是达比弟兄他读圣经的时候看见了余数的原则。
It was Brother Darby as he studied the scriptures, he discovered the principle of the remnant.
也是200多年前我们的弟兄他在那里强调了这个余数的原则。
About 200 years ago, our brother continued to emphasize on this principle of remnant.
因为当我们读圣经的时候啊
As we read the scriptures
我们里面会有一个困惑
We will have this confusion
我们读教会历史我们里面也有一个困惑
We read the history of church We also have this confusion
神是这么伟大的神
And God is such a great God.
是有这么全能的神。
He is such an almighty God.
为什么你读旧约以色列百姓历史中这么多失败的东西记载在？
But why as you read the Old Testament history, it is full of failures.
当我们看教会历史的时候，
When we look at the church history,
我们看见大多数时候都是在一种软弱失败的光景中。
The majority time in the history, people dwell in weakness.
那么神把以弗所书这么样一个高的一个警戒的一本书摆在神的儿女中间。
God has given His children the book of Ephesians with such a high realm.
我们读圣经的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，这个真的是何等的荣耀，何等的这个高。
As we read the scripture, we discover that this book is so glorious and is such a high heavenly realm.
但是你看看地上教会的光景，看看圣徒情形，你就是很失望。
But as you observe the condition of the churches around and the people's condition, you are disappointed.
这两个之间相差这么多。
There is such a great difference between the two.
那么你怎么样来解释呢？
How do you explain that?
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
这个余数，这个得胜者，是一个重要的解释。
The remnant and the overcomers are an important explanation.
所以你懂得余数的原则。
So if you understand the principle of the remnant,
你就能解释神在地上的工作的一切。
Then you can explain the work of God on earth.
所以神让以赛亚有这么一个看见。
So God causes Isaiah to have such seeing.
这是很重要的。
For this is important.
或者我们这样讲啊。
Maybe we can put it this way.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见旧约圣经里面有两幅的图画，很清楚的让我们看见神在地上的作为。
Brother, sister, you can see two pictures from the Old Testament that illustrate God's work on earth.
一个呢是出埃及记。
One is the book of Exodus.
那么以色列人呢，这个从雅各的一家75口到了埃及住了400多年。
From the 75 people of the house of Jacob, they enter into Egypt to live 400 years.
后来神就借着摩西的手把他们带出埃及。
Through the hand of Moses, God has led the Israelites out of Egypt.
你看出埃及的时候啊。
When you look at how they left Egypt.
以色列的全家都出埃及啊。
All the household of Israelites left Egypt.
啊，他们走的时候啊，连一头的牲口都不留下。
When they left Egypt, they did not even leave behind any livestock.
连一个团面盆也不留下。
Even the kneading bowl, they will not leave behind.
然后呢，还把埃及人很多的钱都要走了。
And they also took many of the wealth of Egypt.
啊，出埃及的时候呢，那真是浩浩荡荡啊。
And they walk out Egypt with such great fanfare.
这个是预表着救恩说的。
And this represents the salvation.
今天所有相信耶稣基督的人都得救，这是没问题。
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, you will be saved. There's no question about it.
但是另外一幅图画呢？
But there's another picture.
就在旧约最后的一段历史，当以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
It's in the last part of history in the, among the Israelites as they were taken captive to Babylon.
70年之后。
70 years later.
神呼召他们回巴勒斯坦地。
God called them to go back to the land of Palestine.
但这个时候我们看见在以色列人中间只有少数人回去。
This time we see only a few people returned.
那就是所谓的余数。
And those are the remnant.
他们回去的人大概只有50,000多人。
Only about 50,000 of them returned.
几百万的以色列人呢，通通留在巴比伦呢。
Hundreds and thousands of Israelites remained in Babylon.
所以出巴比伦是得胜的原则。
And so to exit out of Babylon is the principle of the overcomer.
所以你看旧约里面给我们两幅很清楚的图画。
In the Old Testament, it presented to us two very clear pictures.
出埃及是全部都出来了。
Exodus out of Egypt is for all.
但是离开巴比伦只有少数。
But Exodus out of Babylon is for a few.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天在这个末后的时代
，Today at this end time。
当好像看起来教会在外表的光景整个被掳
，It seems like the whole church has been taken as captive.
主呼召余数
，But God calls to those remnants.
那我们说谁是余数呢
？So we ask the question, who are the remnants?
弟兄姊妹们，任何人都可以成为余数。
One sister, any one of us can become the remnant.
你我都可能有机会成为余数。
You and I all have the same opportunity to be the remnant.
啊，这个余数呢？是那种在失败的环境中间能站住的人。
The remnant are those people who are able to stand firm during the environment of failure.
那么神借着以赛亚呢，曾经告诉我们呢。
And God has told us through Isaiah.
因为大多数神的百姓呢，油蒙了心呢。
And because for the majority of the people, their hearts are covered with fat.
听了也不明白。
They listen, but they do not perceive.
看了也不晓得。
They look, but they cannot understand.
这个光景是非常的荒凉的。
And that is a desolate condition.
那么这就提醒我们，怎么样你能成为余数呢？
So this reminds us how to become the remnant.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个很重要啊，你要记得啊。
But sister, this is important, so you need to remember.
你怎么样能成为余数呢？
How can you be one of the remnant?
跟你的心有关系。
It has everything to do with your heart.
只要你把你的心能放在神和神的家上面。
If you are willing to place your heart upon God and His house,
弟兄姊妹，你就能听得明白，也看得清楚。
Then you will be able to hear and understand and see, and see.
啊，这样他们就能够成为余数。
Then.You will become the remnant.
所以你看那些以色列人从巴比伦回来的人呢
？So you see those people who came back from Babylon.
他们是爱神也爱神的家的。
They are people who love the Lord and also love the house of God.
所以神呼召他们的时候
，So when God called out to them,
他们就很清楚。
It was very clear to them.
是神的心意要他们回去的。
That it was God's heart's desire.
然后他们能答应神的呼召回去。
And they will answer to God's calling.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
那么今天呢，我们要小心一件事情。
Today we need to be careful of one thing.
不要因为我们懂得了余数的原则了。
Don't think just because we understood the principle of the remnant.
哦，我们就到处说我们是余数。
Then you will go around and proclaim that you are one of the remnant.
弟兄姊妹们，要小心。
But sister, be careful.
因为这些人他们回去说，他们自己也没觉得他自己是余数。
Because these people, as they returned home, they did not consider themselves as a remnant.
他们是只注意神的心意，不注意自己。
Their focus is only upon God's heart's desire, not upon themselves.
你是不是余数啊？让神来断定，不是你自己断定。
Whether or not you are one of the remnant, it is determined by God, not by you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。
So, brother and sister, we need to be especially careful.
那么我们知道这班人呢？
We know for this group of people,
他们在这个荒凉的这个环境的里面
，under this utter desolation,
他们能有所持守
，they have something they hold on to,
所以他们能经得起这个考验和打击
，so that they were able to be tested, and they were able to withstand the striking down.
在以赛亚书里面哈
，in the book of Isaiah,
他用了四种的情形来形容这个余数。
He used four different scenes to explain, to describe the remnants.
哦，也好像四幅图画一样。
It is also as if four pictures.
那么第一种情况就是在这个第六章里面讲的。
And the first picture is found in chapter 6.
当神对以赛亚说啊，你要去为我传递话语，他们听也听不懂，看也看不见的。
When God asked Isaiah to tell these people, keep on listening but do not perceive, keep on looking but do not understand.
以赛亚就问说：“主啊，这个到几时为止呢？”
Isaiah asked the Lord, "How long?"
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么？是有时间性的啊。
This tells us there is a time frame.
到了时候，所有神的百姓都要蒙拯救。
At a point of time, all the people of God will be saved.
他就讲到说：“你看，当时这个荒凉啊，城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉。”
He described the situation that the cities are devastated without inhabitants, and the land is utterly desolate.
人被迁到远处。
People are moved to far places.
空闲的地很多。
And there are many empty lands.
这是一个大荒凉的一个景象。
And this is the scene of a great desolation.
他说境内，境内如果是有剩下的人呢、啊、
？And he said, if there are people who remain,
十分之一也被吞灭。
1/10 of it will be swallowed up.
你看以色列人呢、啊？当他们从巴比伦回来的时候，真是十分之一都不到。
You discover as the Israelites returned from Babylon, it was less than 1/10.
他们像栗树，像橡树被砍伐。
And they were like the terebinth and the oak, the chopping down.
弟兄姊妹，什么是栗树呢
？And sister, what is a terebinth?
你知道，在这个栗树、橡树是形容啊，当时犹大国他们兴旺的那个光景。
You know that the terebinth and oak are trees that describe Israel in their prime time.
在阿摩斯书第二章第九节讲到栗树是一种强壮的树。
In the book of Amos, it talks about the terebinth being a strong tree.
这个橡树呢是非常的茂密的树。
And the oak tree is a very full tree.
和西亚书第四章十三节也有描述。
Hosea chapter 4 also describes such tree.
所以我们知道在巴勒斯坦地那个太阳非常厉害。
Because you know in the land of Palestine, the sun is very severe.
那么这个橡树的叶子很大，它很茂密。
But the oaks have broad leaves.
所以以色列人呢，躲避这个烈日的暴晒，就躲在橡树底下。
If they want to escape from the sun, then they would hide under the oak tree.
这是形容当时犹大国在外表上面的一种繁荣。
This talks about the outward abundance and glory of the of Israel.
但到最后呢，我们看见整个大树都被砍倒。
But at the end, we see the great tree was felled down.
结果剩下什么呢？剩下个树墩子在那里。
And only the stump was left.
那么圣经这里英文原文的圣经讲的这个剩下的意思就是经过的火的焚烧。
And the Bible tells us the remainders were those who remained after the burning of the fire.
这里呢只剩下个树墩子。
Here only the stump remains.
那么一方面讲他们得回到根本上去。
On one hand, we know that they need to return back to the root.
就是那个根还在。
Means the root still remains.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经因此讲说什么呢？他们成为一种圣洁的种类。
And the Bible tells us they become the holy seed.
这个圣洁种类，那个这个 seed 这个原文字是一个单数字。
The holy seed is singular.
当然，我们知道只有主耶稣基督的自己。那个真正的那个 seed.
Only the Lord Jesus Christ himself is that only seed.
所以只有像主的那一类的人他可以存留。
Only those people who are like Jesus Christ,
所以
they will remain.
这是一幅的图画告诉我们这个大树砍倒了最后剩下个树墩子在那里。
This is one picture that described to us the great tree was fell down, only the stump remains.
这个 树墩子就是个余树。
And the stump is the remnant.
那么在第十七章里面
，In chapter 17，
他也有这样的描述。
He also have another description。
第四节和第五节啊，十七章或者在第四节到第六节。
Verses 4-6。
到那日，雅各的荣耀必至厄伯，他肥胖的身体必渐瘦弱，就必像收割的人收猎禾稼，用手。歌曲碎又像人在立法因谷拾起遗落的碎其间所剩下的不多好像人打橄榄树在茎上的树梢上只剩两三个果子在多果树的旁枝上只剩四五个果子这是耶和华以色列的神说的
Now it will come about in that day that the glory of Jacob will fade and the fatness of his flesh will become lean he will be even like the reaper gathering the standing grainAs his arm harvests the ears, or it will be like one gleaning ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Yet gleanings will be left in it, like the shaking of an olive tree. Two or three olives on the topmost ball, four or five on the branches of the fruitful tree, declares the Lord, the God of Israel.
所以这里有几个描述，你看这个以色列雅各本来很肥胖，后来变瘦啊，这是一个描述。
Here we see several descriptions. The first one was Jacob, who used to be very fat. Now he becomes lean.
就变成到最后好像呢，剩下只拾取那个遗落的这个稻穗一样。
And he was left as the grain that was left to harvest.
那我们晓得他们在收取这个麦子的时候啊，有的时候这么拿起来就掉几根在地上。
You know that as they harvest, they will pick up a bushel, and some will fell left for gleaning.
这帮人好像也不太引人注意。
And these are the grains that were left over. No one pay attention to.
他说期间所剩下的也不多。
And he says those are very few of them.
看起来不起什么作用，你几根麦穗能起什么作用
？And it seems that these several stalks that were left behind are not very You do not pay attention to them. They are not very effective. This describes the conditions of the remnant.
的确，你看在教会历史上有很多跟随主都好像默默无闻的，他们这样的跟随主好像不太引人注意。
Truthfully, many are the people who follow the Lord. They are the remnant of God, and they follow silently.
那么还有一个形容很好。
There's another description that was good.
他说像人打橄榄树一样的。
He says like one who shakes an olive tree.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过橄榄树啊？
But sister, have you ever seen an olive tree?
啊，我们知道这个，我小的时候看过啊。
I have seen one when I was young.
这橄榄树的果子很容易掉下来。
It was very easy for the fruit, for the olives to fall.
你只要跑到橄榄树那里哈，你这么给它摇一下，哗，那个橄榄树像下雨一样的。
If you run to an olive tree and you just push the tree trunk a little bit, and the olives will fall like rain.
啊，当许多的果子都掉下来的时候，那个上头还有几个。
When many of the fruits have fallen, there will still be a few that's left on the tree.
这个农夫就拿着杆子来打。
And so the farmers would take a rod and strike the tree.
哎，但是有几个你怎么打它就是不下来。
But there will always be some that no matter how hard you try to strike it, it will not fall.
但打到最后可怜了，剩下两三个。
And you will strike the tree until only two or three days left.
有的地方的果子比较多，要剩下四五个。
And some trees are more fruitful, so four or five will be left over.
遭击打所剩下的余数。
And so this is the remnant, that remains after striking, after shaking.
当然，你可在树梢上面啊，当然一个描述，比较靠近天呐。
Of course, it tells us the ones that are left are on the top.Topmost of the tree, they are closer to heaven.
啊，所以呢，这是一幅图画，也告诉我们看见这个余数的原则。
So you can see from this picture the principle of the remnant.
啊，我们看见有很多弟兄姊妹啊做见证，尤其他们过去中国经过这么大一个浩劫，好多基督徒在那里为主站住。
We heard many testimony for brothers and sisters who came from China, who undergone severe persecutions, yet they stood firm for the Lord.
哎，我们看见那些政府里面的人对付他们的，这样对付那样对付，他就是不下来。
We see how the government officials deal with them this way, left and right, and they still stood firm.
哎呀，我有时候听他们做见证的，哎呦，我说，这些基督徒真的很难办的。
Sometimes I hear the testimony, I find that they are very difficult Christians.
共产党的方法是很多的。
The communist government has many, many ways.
但他们就像树梢上面那个果子一样，你怎么打它都不下来。
But they are like the fruit that left on the topmost ball of the tree. They will not fall down.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史上
，Brothers and sisters in the church history，
也很多人持守主的心意是这样。
That's how many people who hold on to the will of God.
不管环境怎么改变。
No matter how our environment changes.
不管现在教会有多少的风潮。
No matter how many winds and blows the church endures.
多少人跟着这个，有人跟着那个。
Many people follow this direction and follow that direction.
啊，你碰到这些人，他就是不动的。
Yet you encounter these people, they will not be moved.
他们坚守在主的跟前。
They hold fast and stood before God.
他们要遵循神的旨意。
They will obey God's will.
第三十章十七节还有一个形容啊。
Chapter 30, verse 17, another description.
第三十章第十七节。
Chapter 30, verse 17.
当以色列百姓悖逆神的时候。
When the Israelites were rebellious against God.
啊，敌人来到的一个人吃喝，必定千人逃跑；五千人吃喝，你们都必逃跑。以致剩下的好像山顶上的旗杆冈上的大旗。
1,000 shall flee at the threat of one man. You shall flee at the threat of five, until you are left as a flag on the mountaintop, and as a signal on the mountain, on the hill.
当神的百姓不能遵循神的旨意的时候。
When the people of God, are unable to obey God's command.
仇敌的工作来。
The enemy began to work.
哎呀，大家跑得光光的。
And everyone flee.
哇，结果你看山顶上呢，还剩下几个旗杆。
But you saw that on top of the mountain, there's still some flag post.
冈上还有一个大旗。
And on top of the hill, there's a signal.
看起来非常的凄凉。
It seems very desolate.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
在教会历史上有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹就是这样。
There are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord throughout the history of church.
虽然环境很凄凉，很孤单。
Although they go through desolate, lonely time.
他们仍旧使神见证的旗帜被高举。
They still lift up the flag of testimony.
太多这种感人的故事。
So many moving stories.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在以赛亚书里面。
In the book of Isaiah.
神就用了这些景象，那么形容告诉我们，那个什么叫做余数。
God uses these pictures to describe to us what the remnant means.
所以今天呢，你要走在这个余数的这个原则的里面。
Today, if you want to walk in the principle of the remnant,
你不仅需要清楚明白神的旨意。
Not only you need to have a clear understanding of the will of God,
你要能清楚听见神的呼召。
You also need to hear God's calling clearly.
这条路是要付代价跟随的。
This is a way that you need to pay price.
可能非常的凄凉。
Maybe very desolate.
非常的孤单。
Very lonely.
弟兄姊妹们。
My brothers and sisters.
你愿意付这个代价吗？
Are you willing to pay the price?
在末后的日子。
In this end time,
就呼召人来跟随他。
God called out to people to follow him.
弟兄姊妹们，这些人将来是主心中的宝贝。
And these are the precious one in God's heart.
那么在以赛亚书里面呢？
In the book of Isaiah,
很多的信息都是对着这些余数说的。
Many of the messages are directed to these remnant.
Campbell Morgan 弟兄告诉我们。
And Brother Temple Morgan told us,
他说以赛亚书里面其实大部分的信息都是对着余数说的。
The majority of the message from the book of Isaiah are for the remnants.
那比方说以赛亚书第八章到十二章。
For example, from chapter 8 to 12.
那么这个这么大段的经文完全是对着余数。
This great portion of scripture is directed towards the remnant.
这里告诉我们这一般跟随神的人。
Here it tells us for these people who follow the Lord,
他们是神忠信的百姓。
They are the faithful people of God.
啊，就像这里呢，所记载的这个几个人一样。
Just like the few people recorded here.
第八章第一、第二节啊。
Chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
耶和华对我说：“你取一个大牌，拿人所用的笔写上马黑尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯。”
The Lord said to me, "Take for yourself a large tablet and write on it in ordinary letters, swift is the booty, speedy the prey, and I will take myself faithful witnesses as testimony, Uriah the priest and Zechariah, the son of Jeberekah."
我要用诚实的见证人祭司乌利亚和耶比利加的儿子撒加利亚记录这事。
And Uriah the priest and Zechariah will record these things.
啊，这里给我们看见这个乌利亚、这个撒加利亚都是那个荒凉时代中的见证人。
Here we see Uriah and Zechariah. They are testimony during this time of desolation.
他们用诚实的心为神做记录。
With a faithful heart, they will record the history for God.
当然，以利亚也是一个余数中的一个。
Of course, Elijah was also one of the remnant.
他就用他儿子的名字来做记录。
He used his son's name, as a recording.
哇，这个名字真是很特别啊。
And this name is very, unique.
有谁给儿子起这个名字的呢？
Anyone dare to call their son this name?
念起来都很拗口啊。
It's so difficult to just pronounce.
你看，马黑尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯。
My hair shall now hush, bush, buzz.
那么弟兄姊妹们，他们在那个荒凉的时代中做主的证人。
But brothers and sisters, these are the testimony for God during the time of desolation.
我们看在第十章呢啊。
We look at chapter 10.
第十章二十节到二十三节。
Verse 20 to 23.
到那日，以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃脱的，不再依靠那击打他们的，却要诚实依靠耶和华以色列的圣者。所剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义施行，如水仗义。因为主万军之耶和华在全地之中必成就所定规的结局。
Now it will come about in that day that a remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea,Only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness, for a complete destruction, one that is decreed. The Lord God of hosts will execute in the midst of the whole land.
这里讲到他们是诚实依靠神的人。
Here tells us that they are the one who truly rely on the Lord.
他们全心归向神的自己。
And they have completely returned to God.
他们 在地上等候神所必定成就所定规的结局。
They wait for the end result which God is determined to accomplish.
所以你可以看见在这里什么叫做余数啊。
Here you see what does it mean to have remnants.
那么在第十一章里面
Chapter 11
第十一章这个十一节到十六节
Chapter 11 from verse 11 to 16.
当那日主必二次伸手救回自己百姓中所剩余的，就是在亚述、埃及、巴特罗、古斯、以兰、士拿哈马并众海岛所剩下的。
Then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time with his hand the remnant of his people who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea.
我想为了时间啊，我们不完全读它。
For time's sake, we will not read the entire scripture.
那么这里呢，也讲到神要救回这些百姓。
But here it tells us that God will save these group of people.
他说主必二次救回这些百姓，伸手救回这些百姓。
The Lord will recover them the second time.
他们好像这个第二次蒙拯救一样。
It seems like they were saved for the second time.
他们曾经被分散在列国。
Once they were dispersed among all nations.
现在呢，他们就重新的被聚集在一起。
Now they are gathered again.
那么聚集在一起的时候，他说。这个十三节说，以法莲的嫉妒就必消散，扰害犹大的必被剪除。以法莲必不嫉妒犹大，犹大也不扰害以法莲。
As they gather again, verse 13 tells us, then the jealousy of Ephraim would depart, and those who harass Judah would be cut off. Ephraim would not be jealous of Judah, and Judah would not harass Ephraim.
这里讲到这班余数们，他们回来了之后呢，他们就变成什么呢？变成彼此相爱。真正和睦在一起，彼此相同居。
As these remnant return, they become people who truly, indeed, love one another and dwell together.
没有嫉妒，没有扰害。
No more harassment, no more jealousy.
然后这里告诉我们说呢，他们就向西，飞扑在非利士人肩头上。
And here it tells that they were swooped down on the slope of the Philistine on the west.
掳掠那些东方的人。
They will plunder the sons of East.
他们就同心全力地对付仇敌。
And together they will deal with their enemies.
然后呢，他们一同走主的道路。
And they will walk on God's way together.
十六节呢说，主为主剩余的百姓，就是从亚述剩下回来的，必有一条大道，如当日以色列从埃及地上来一样。
Verse 16 tells us, and there will be a highway from Assyria, from the remnant of his people who will be left, just as there was for Israel in the day that they came up out of the land of Egypt.
在他们的经历中间，好像重新过红海一样。
And through their experiences, once again, they cross over the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹们，这般百姓是神忠信的百姓。
Brothers and sisters, these are people who were faithful to God.
你看见圣经讲到他们有一些的特点。
And the Bible tells us their special characteristics.
他们实在是诚诚实实的跟随神的自己。
They rely on God truthfully.
神对于这一般百姓。
And for these group of people.
神借着以赛亚给他们有很多的鼓励。
God uses Isaiah to bring to them many encouragements.
也有许许多多重要的提醒。
And many important reminders.
那我想我们也。快快的能稍微把它看一下好不好
I want to quickly look over these
我们看第二十八章
We turn to chapter 28
二十八章第五节
Chapter 28 verse 5
到那日万军之耶和华必作他余圣之民的荣冠华冕
In that day the Lord of hosts will become a beautiful crown and a glorious diadem to the remnant of his people.
弟兄姊妹们，这班人他们是要得奖赏的一班人。
Brothers and sisters, these people, they will be rewarded.
我们作为神的儿女
As the children of God,
我们也必须知道弟兄姊妹们神有奖赏。
We need to understand that God will reward.
所以保罗在地上跟随主的时候
So as Paul followed the Lord,
我们看见保罗在他的那个侍奉生活里非常注意神的奖赏。
he pays special attention to God's reward.
他也鼓励当代的那些神的百姓们要努力的能够得神的奖赏。
He also encouraged the saints at that time to seek for to pursue after God's reward.
我们不要光得地上的奖赏。
Don't just pursue after the earthly reward.
今天我们很注意地上的所谓的奖赏。
Today we only focus on the earthly reward.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意将来的那个奖赏。
But we need to focus on the reward that is to come.
所以余数剩余之民呢，他们的眼睛不在地上的事物上。
So for the remnants, their eyesight is not upon the earthly things.
他们知道今天在地上看起来很孤单、很凄凉的。
They know that today they live a lonely life. They live in desolation.
在神的百姓中好像算不得什么。
They are nobody among the people of God.
但是他们要得的是将来的。
But what they look forward to is what is to come.
弟兄姊妹们，神要做这些剩余百姓的他们的荣冠华冕。
God will become the crown of glory for them.
所以你看，保罗最后要为主寻道的时候
，When Paul was to be martyred for the Lord.
哎呀，他那个里面充满了荣耀的感觉。
His heart was filled with God's glory.
他能说，现在神有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He says, now preserved for me is a crown of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天这个时代
We know that in today's time,
就是在地上教会的光景
and even in the condition of the church,
求主用血遮盖我们这样说
May the Lord cover us as we spoke this.
大多数的光景都是偏离
The majority of people have wavered away.
这是认识神旨意的人愿意走在主道路上的人寥寥无几
Not many people left who are willing to walk on God's way.
许多时候，你看见神的百姓的心呢，都是在眼睛看得见的、摸得着的事物上。
Many children of God, their eyes are only upon the things that they can see and touch.
不多人真正把心摆在神身上。
Not many people place their heart upon God's business.
更少的人关心神的家的事情。
Not many people care for God's house.
这实在是一个荒凉的时代。
This is indeed a time of desolation.
弟兄姊妹们。但是这也成为今天我们的机会对不对
But this also becomes our opportunities today.
愿我们的耳朵能听见主的呼召
May our ears hear the calling of God.
如果我们能见在这个时代中间能成为神剩余之民
If we can become the remnant in today's age.
那么有一天我们就可以得着这个荣耀的冠冕
One day we will also receive this crown of glory.
我要再说这条路是很艰难的
I emphasize once again that this is a difficult way.
虽然我自己跟随主的年日也不算是很短啊。
Even though I have followed the Lord for some time.
也不是很长。
Not for very long.
啊，过去四十多年。
For the past some 40 years.
我也看见很多的同伴，大家一同走路。
I've seen many companions who walk with me.
但是当环境改变的时候。
But when time changes.
人很容易就妥协。
It is so easy for us to compromise.
很容易就被环境打倒了。
So easy for us to be struck down by our environment.
我常常提醒自己啊。
I often remind myself.
你好像看见有的人呢，好像走路了，在这个五十步的地方他就偏出去。
And some people walk 50 steps and they strayed away.
那你不要嘲笑他说，哎，你怎么这么容易就出去了
？Don't laugh at them for straying away.
说不定你自己往上一走，三十步你就出去了。
Maybe 30 steps later, you will stray away.
我们何等需要主的怜悯啊
！How we need the mercy of God.
愿主得着我们的心。
May God captures our hearts.
如果今天主不能得着我们的心
，If He cannot capture our hearts today,
这条路你是很难走得上去。
It is so difficult for us to continue.
我再说，你得救是没有问题的。
I said again, there is no issue with your salvation.
你得到神的爱是没有问题的。
There is no issue with receiving the love of God.
你要讨神的喜悦恐怕很困难。
But it's very difficult to please God's heart.
求主让我们的心转向我们的主。
May God help us to turn our hearts to Him.
愿神的怜悯带领我们。
That He will lead us forward with His mercy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
走余数之民的路是不容易的。
To walk on this way of the remnant is difficult.
但是这是今天神在地上啊，神的一个重要的一个工作。
But this is a major work of God on earth today.
也是一个重要的一个呼召。
It is also His important calling.
所以神特别让以赛亚看见。
So God especially allowed Isaiah to see this.
这说明神今天在时间中的作为，神是循着这条线往前的。
To tell us this is God's work during His time frame.
弟兄姊妹们。
and sisters.
如果主今天把我们引在这条路上，
if the Lord led you to walk on this way today,
我们要求主给我们有忍耐，
we need to ask God to give us endurance,
也让我们能够坚持，
so that we can hold fast.
不要轻易就放弃。
Do not easily let go.
盼望我们能走到路中。
I hope that we can walk to the end of the path.
盼望我们能得着荣冠华冕。
That you may receive the crown of glory.
第三十章。
Chapter 30.
十八节到二十六节。
Verses 18 to 26.
这里面有一些话是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的。
Here are some verses that is very familiar with us all.
但是我们也晓得这些话那是对着余数说的。
But once again, these are words for the remnant.
好的，耶和华必然等候要施恩给你，必然兴起好怜悯，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，只是正路要行在其间。
Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher, and your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
你将种子撒在地里，主必降雨在其上，并使其所出的粮肥美丰盛。到那时，你的牲畜必在宽阔的草场吃草。
Then he will give you rain for the seed which you will sow in the ground, and bread from the yield of the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. On that day, your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
当耶和华缠裹他百姓的损处，医治他民鞭伤的日子，月光必像日光，日光必加七倍，像七日的光一样。
And the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. The light of the sun will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days. On the day of the Lord binds up the fracture of his people and heals the bruise he has inflicted.
这些余数他们的生活虽然是孤单的，
These remnants, although they led a lonely life,
但是他们却蒙到神特别的恩典和怜悯。
But they receive compassion and grace upon the Lord.
他们是一般等候神的百姓。
They are people who wait for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有的人说今天不需要等候神。
Brothers and sisters, some people will say we don't need to wait upon the Lord today.
神已经把一切都做成了。
Because he has already done all the work. The Holy Spirit has already descended.
但请我们记得。
But please remember.
等候是一个态度的问题。
Waiting for the Lord is an issue of our attitude.
我们永远在神跟前要有一个等候的态度。
We should always have an attitude of waiting before the Lord.
这个等候的意思就尊他为主啊。
Waiting means that we esteem him as the master.
等候他自己的作为。
We wait for his own work.
我记得1975年的时候。
I remember 1975.
那么主带领我呢到温哥华开始有点服侍。
The Lord led me to Vancouver to serve him.
那个时候呢，因为我们正在学一点这个等候的功课。
At that time, we were learning the lessons of waiting on the Lord.
所以呢，我觉得在侍奉上，我应该学习等候主。
So I feel that I need to wait for the Lord in regards to my service.
因为呢，许多人觉得你如果要去做这个所谓 missionary 的工作的话，你要有计划，对不对？
Many people think that if you want to have a missionary work, then you need to have a plan.
你到了那里去做，你应该发动整个的工作。
Once you go to that place, you will implement your plan.
去大街小巷去拉人。
You go to the major streets and small byways to grab hold of people.
但是那个时候主给我一个感动啊。
But at that time, the Lord moved my heart.
就说你要学习等候。
The Lord says you need to learn to wait.
你要心里面有安息。
You need to have rest in your heart.
真正的等候是安息。
A true waiting is a waiting in rest.
你假使不是在主里面等候，你越等候越焦虑的。
If you're not waiting in the Lord, then the more you wait, the more anxious you become.
弟兄姊妹们，真正的等候是完全的相信神。
Brothers and sisters, true waiting before the Lord is complete trust in the Lord.
我想我学点这个功课。
At that time, I was young, so I thought, well, I need to learn the lesson.
我就想说，我没有带什么到这里来，如果我失败了，我也没什么。
I thought to myself, I didn't bring much to this place, so even if I fail, I didn't lose much.
那跟我去的有一些同工们，他们就很着急。
And some of the co-workers that went with me, they were very anxious.
哎呀，他们说你怎么搞的？你也不计划，不推动工作呢？
They said, what's the matter with you? How come you don't plan and don't implement anything?
呀，有些年长的同工们也说你这个不像 missionary。
And some older co-worker says, you don't look like a missionary.
啊，我觉得在主的跟前呢，我应该享受里面深处的安息，依靠主。
But in my heart, I felt that I need to enjoy God's deep rest.
因为那个时候呢，我有一句话在我的里面。
At that time, a word resided in my heart.
因为犹太人曾经问主说，怎么样才叫做神的工，对不对？
Because we asked the Lord, what does it mean to do God's work?
主说信神所差来的就是做神的工。
God says, believed in the one who God sent is the work of God.
我说主啊，我根本不会做工。
I told the Lord, I don't know how to work.
啊，那么这句话我更不懂。
And I don't understand this word.
那么做工就是要做啊，要有事情做啊。
To work means you have to do something.
什么叫做信神所差来的就做神的工呢？
What does it mean to believe on to the one who God sent? That is the work of God.
那么那个时候呢，有一位年长的姊妹，她写了封信给我。
At that time, an elderly sister wrote a letter to me.
他也加深我里面这个感觉。
And he also deepened the impression upon my heart.
他说：“弟兄，你不用着急。”
He says, "Brother, do not worry."
你所需要的就是花长时间在神面前等候。
What you need for a long time is to wait before the Lord.
哎呀，我得到他的信，得到很大的鼓励。
When I received a letter, I was greatly encouraged.
我说好，我就在学习，在主面前等候祷告。
So I said, "Fine, I will wait before the Lord."
哎呀，当时有很多同工们在那里都说：“哎呀，这个孙弟兄在那里，怎么是这样子的？”
And many coworkers criticized me and says, "Why are you like this?"
但很奇妙。
But very amazing.
只不过三个月的时间。
Only about 3 months time.
那个聚会呢，从很少数人一下子就到六十几个人了。
And the meeting start with very few people. It grew to 60 people.
所以后来很多人说，哎呀，你在温哥华很受苦啊，你在那里很努力。我说我什么也没做。
And some people mentioned to me, boy, you suffered in Vancouver. But I said, I didn't do anything.
我说我在那里就是安静等候看神做。
I only wait in quietness and to watch God's work.
弟兄姊妹，这个说起来很容易啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to talk about.
你真正的把一切都放下，完全等候神，你试试看。
But try to let go everything and just wait before the
Lord. 马上你里面的光景，那个就会翻腾。
It will expose all your inner conditions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这一般的余数，
for this group of remnant,
他们是真正等候神的百姓。
They are people who truly wait upon the Lord.
他们不着急。
They do not worry.
啊，他们等候神在这里做事。
They wait on the Lord to do His work.
所以这里就说，凡等候他的都是有福的。
And here says, "Blessed are those who wait, in Him."
当然，这个等候的生活里面，不是我们所想象这么简单的。
Of course, a life of waiting is not that simple.
是有艰难的。
There are difficulties.
也有困苦的。
There are afflictions.
但是神的应许是什么呢？
But what is God's promise?
你虽然吃的艰难饼，喝的困苦水啊。
Even though you are given the bread of privation and the water of oppression.
哎，但是呢，你的老师啊就不再隐藏了。
But your teacher will no longer be hidden.
你里面就会接受神很清楚的一个教导。
You will receive a clear teaching from the
Lord. 今天我们走主的道路啊。
Brothers and sisters, as we walk on God's way today, especially in the New Testament time, it's not that with the Bible in hand, you will know how to walk. God knows that we don't know how to walk. So He sent a teacher to live in us. And who is that teacher? The teacher is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will dwell in us to lead us to walk. Without His guidance, no one one knows how to walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么需要等候呢？
Brother and sister, why do you need to wait?
为什么需要安息呢？
Why do you need to rest?
因为你站在这东跑西跑的时候，圣灵在你后面不知道做什么。
Because if you're just running about, the Holy Spirit doesn't know what to do with you.
啊，就像我们看见很多母亲呢，这个你父母在后面追这个孩子，孩子到处乱跑啊。
You have seen many parents who are chasing their kids who are running around.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很多的时候就我们没有耐心。
Brother and sister, many times we're without patience.
我们不知道神的作为。
We do not know God's work.
啊，所以我们站在计划这个，在那里这个推动那个。
So we planned these things and we work on that things.
那圣灵只好说，那你不安息，我就安息了。
And so the Holy Spirit will say, if you don't rest, then I will rest.
啊，你不等候呢，我等候你啊。
If you don't wait for me, I will wait for you.
圣灵就在那里等候。
So the Holy Spirit stand back.
弟兄姊妹们，我们求主给我们有点智慧。
Brother and sister, we ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
你必须相信神今天就在我们的生活里。
You need to believe that God is in your life today.
就在我们的侍奉里。
He is in the ministry of your ministry.
所以我们要能感觉到神的同在很重要、啊、
It is important for us to feel the presence of God.
他们这班人呢，他们对偶像说去吧，他们不跟随偶像。
And these are people who said to the idol, "Go your way, we will not follow you."
所以因着这样在神面前，他们的等候仰望。
And because they wait before the Lord in such a way,
他们得着丰收。
They receive a great harvest.
他们得着医治。
They receive healing.
他们得着大光。
They receive great light.
哇，那个光，月亮变成太阳了。
The light is so bright that the moon becomes the sun.
七倍的光啊。
And the sun becomes seven times brighter.
这些都是经历。
These are all experiences.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
愿主提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
如果今天你要成为这个余数。
If today you want to become one of the remnant.
神的话在这里讲得很清楚。
The word of God is very clear.
神给我们的鼓励啊。
His encouragement.
第三十七章。
Chapter 37.
三十七章三十一到三十二节。
Chapter 37, verses 31 and 32.
犹大家所逃脱剩余的人要往下扎根，向上结果，必有剩余的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord host shall perform this.
我们很多处引用这句话，鼓励弟兄姊妹们要往下扎根，向上结果。
Many times we use these words to encourage brothers and sisters to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我们忘记了这个话是给余数的人。
We forgot that this word is just for the remnant.
也就是那些人心真正向着神，向着神的家的这班人。
These words are for those people whose heart is truly for God's house.
神的话是对着这班人说的。
God is speaking these words to those people.
那么为什么要往下扎根呢？
Why do you have to take root downward?
弟兄姊妹们，这个有两方面的意思。
Brother and sister, there's twofold meanings.
这个树根扎得越深呢，这个树就越稳固了，对不对？
The deeper the root will go downward, the firmer the tree will be.
因为今天我们所处的环境呢，是一个非常动荡的环境。
Because the environment we live in today is one that is constantly being shaken.
如果我们的根不够深呢？
If our root is not deeply,
啊，那个环境一摇动，你就整个倒塌了。
Then whenever your environment shakes, the tree will fall down.
啊，我永远不能忘记啊，我这个读高中的时候啊。
I can never forget when I studied in high school.
我们家门口有个很大的一棵大榕树啊。
We have a great tree in front of our house.
哇，我常讲这个树长得好高大。
I often look at this great tree.
哪里晓得它根很浅。
But I didn't know the root is very shallow.
所以有一年刮大台风了。
So one year we have a great typhoon.
那个树就开始怎么整个摇。
And the tree began to sway back and forth.
哇，那个地上那个水泥都被它拉起来了。
And it pulled out all the concrete on the ground.
所以那天晚上我们睡觉，整晚上都不能睡。
That night we do not dare to go to sleep.
那个时候我们也没地方可跑，可跑就担心那个树会倒下来。
At that time we had nowhere else to go, but we were so worried that the tree will fall on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个扎根很重要。
Brother and sister, it's so important to take root.
我们要扎根在基督里。
We need to take root in Christ.
扎根在真理的里面。
And take root in truth.
弟兄姊妹们，这个扎根一方面讲到稳固啊。
Take root so that we will be stable.
第二方面来讲的话呢。
Secondly,
这个根呢可以吸收水分。
The root will absorb all the moisture.
我们所有的营养都是从这个树根里面出来。
All the nutrients we receive are comes from the root.
所以这个根不是伸向世界。
So we should not spread out our root towards the world.
那生根在主里面。
But we take root in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣基督是他们的这个供应和扶持。
The Lord Jesus Christ becomes their provision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这里对的榆树有这样的一个鼓励。
Here there is such encouragement for the remnants.
那么他们向下扎根，向上结果。
They take the root downward and bear fruit upward.
啊，他们的果实是归给神的。
Their fruit is offered to God.
啊，那么这里就讲，必有剩余之民的从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。
And here says that the remnant will come from Jerusalem and from survivors from Mount Zion.
啊，我们知道耶路撒冷呢是圣殿的所在，是神宝座的所在。
We know that Jerusalem is where the Holy Temple is, where God's throne is.
是神掌权的地方。
That is the place where God reigns.
那么锡安山呢，代表神荣耀的国度。
And Mount Zion represents the glorious kingdom of God.
所以他们在地上的生活，他们是活在宝座的管理底下，为着神的国度。
So their life on earth is one that lives under the governing power of the throne of God.
这里讲到神的热心必成就这件事情。
Here it tells us the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this.
第四十六章。
Chapter 46.
四十六章。
46.
第三、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
雅各家以色列一切剩余的要听我言，你们自从生下就蒙我保抱。自从出胎便蒙我怀揣，直到你们年老我仍这样，直到你们发白我仍怀揣，我已照做也必保抱，我必保抱也必拯救。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, you who have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb, even to your old age I shall be the same, and even to your graying years I shall bear youI have done it, I shall carry you, and I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you.
那么什么叫做宝宝，叫做怀揣呢？
What does it mean to be carried by God?
那有一方面的意思就是他们是很幼嫩的。
It means that they are very young.
啊，我们晓得这个大一点的孩子我们就抱着，对吧？
We know that we would just hold on to the older kids.
小一点的孩子就揣着。
But the younger kids, we will carry.
啊，所以感谢神呐，弟兄姊妹们。
We thank the Lord.
教会中啊，那些属灵的人是神抱着的。
And in the church, those spiritual ones, God will carry them.
像我们这些软弱的人是神怀揣着的。
Oh, God will hold them, but the younger ones, God will bear it.
所以从神的眼中来看，那是差不多啊，这个都是孩子。
In God's eyes, we are all His children.
那一个人呢，能够把他怀揣，能够宝宝，那表示什么？是宝贝呀。
If you can be, if God will bear you or carry you, means that He can esteem you very precious.
他们实在是神的宝贝呀。
They are the precious one of God.
所以你看神这么样的爱护他们。
And that's why God loves them so much.
他们活在神的胸怀里面。
They live in the bosom of God.
他们活在神的膀臂当中的。
They live between the arms of God.
他们是那样的依靠神的。
They so rely upon the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以呢，这般榆树，你不是像我们所想象的，他们多刚强，他们多有恩赐，多有能力，不是的。
So these remnants are not very strong, like we imagine.
乃是他们的心向着神。
But their heart, it is always turned to God. They are indeed people who
love
the Lord.
他们从外面看起来，嗯，算不得什么。
Outwardly, they look like they're nothing.
但是他们实在愿意靠近神的自己。
But they want to draw near to God.
就像约翰一样。
Just like John.
哎呀，把这个头啊放在主的胸怀里面。
He likes to put his bosom in the he likes to put his head in the bosom of God.
弟兄姊妹们， 我们跟神之间有这么亲密的生活吗？
My sister, do you have such intimate life with the Lord?
我们真是有时候像以赛亚开头所讲的一样。
Oftentimes, we're just like what Isaiah said. Even though we believe in Him,
但是我们跟神的关系非常的疏远。
But we are far away from God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个可怕的现象。
And this is a horrible situation.
啊，这个你看 Fanny Crosby 姊妹写的诗歌多好，我很喜欢她的诗歌啊。
I love the hymns written by Sister Fanny Crosby.
她说耶稣是我的，我有把握。
He says, she said, Jesus is mine and I have this assurance.
啊，每次唱个诗歌说的 Jesus is mine, 我的。
She always said, Jesus is mine.
我小的时候，那个我的孩子小的时候啊。
When my children were younger,
因为他有几个 cousin 跟我也很好。
Because they had some cousins who are very close to the family.
有时候这几个 cousin 跑来了，这个要我抱。
Sometimes the cousin also want me to hold them.
我儿子就跑过来说呢，爸爸是我的。
My son would run to me and says, "Daddy is mine."
弟兄姊妹们，你们有感觉说耶稣是我的吗？
Brother and sister, do you have the feeling that Jesus is mine?
你有把握吗？
Do you have such assurance?
哎呀，我们常常提起主啊，哎呦，那不知道多陌生，不知道他多远呢。
Many times we mention about God, it feels like He is so far away.
要做神心中的宝贝。
We need to be the precious one in His bosom.
我们要跟主之间有最亲密的生活。
We need to have an intimate relationship with our Lord.
我们虽然觉得自己很软弱。
Even though we are very weak.
哎呀，那对主说，主啊，感谢你。我是你怀揣的。
But we pray to the Lord, says, "Thank you, Lord, for you carry me."
哎，有的时候弟兄姊妹们，你想到这幅光景的时候呢，圣灵把我们带到这个感觉里面，真是非常甜美啊。
Sometimes when you meditate on such words, the Holy Spirit will bring us into reality, and we feel the sweetness of the scene.
啊，有的时候我早晨起来在主面前祷告是这样。
Sometimes when I got up in the morning, I pray before the Lord.
我想到我是主怀揣的。
I remember that God carries me, and my heart is filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹们，神喜欢我们跟他有亲密的关系。
Brothers and sisters, God delights when we have close relationship with Him.
这一般的余数啊。
And for these group of remnants,
从他们出生时我就怀宝宝怀揣。
I have been carrying them since they were born.
并且直到老年还是这个样子。
Until graying years.
不管你多老呢，神还是抱着你。
No matter how old you are, God is still carrying you.
不管我多老，神还要把我怀揣着。
No matter how old I am, God still carries me.
啊，我头发已经白了。
My head is turning gray.
但是呢，主说我仍旧怀揣，可多宝贵啊。
But God says I carry you the same. How precious is this?
那么，神的恩典在我们的身上。
God's grace isn't in us.
啊，他这里。强调好几次，我已照做，也必保报，我也必怀抱，也必拯救。
Here he emphasized so many times, I have done it, I shall carry you, I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you.
弟兄姊妹们，作为这个余数，在神的眼中看为极其的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, to be a remnant, it is so precious in God's eye.
我实在承认，有时候我们有一点心啊，要跟随主。
I confess, sometimes we do have a desire to follow the Lord.
你不知道仇敌啊，多么的恨恶。
But you don't know how our enemy hates this thing.
哎呀，有的时候撒旦那个攻击来得厉害。
Sometimes Satan will attack us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这条路是有艰难。
There will be difficulties on this way.
我记得1978年我到了西雅图。
I remember 1978, I went to Seattle.
我们很少数的弟兄姊妹在那里一同聚集。
There are only a few number of people gathering.
我们称不上余数，但是我们有点心愿意为主做见证。
We cannot be called a remnant, but we all have a burden to be a testimony of God.
好多的好多的难处人。
But Satan has roused up a lot of environment for us.
那个时候你知道我里面一个什么感觉？
At that time, do you know what I feel?
我就觉得好像我们呢，像那个桌子上的一点一点的灰尘一样。
I feel like we're just like a dust on the table.
啊，这个魔鬼撒旦呢，再拿个抹布一抹就没了。
And all Satan needs to do is just wipe us away, and we will be gone.
那个时候我们这个感觉里面的，哎呀，那个无助啊，感觉那里面的那种孤单呢、啊。
At that time, we indeed feel the helplessness and the loneliness inside.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然我们这么的软弱。
Although we are so weak.
我们却是在主的胸怀里。
We have been carried by God.
在主的膀臂里。
We are in His arms.
这是个魔鬼，怎么抹，抹来抹去，抹不掉。
No matter how Satan wipes us out, he cannot remove us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
不要怕做余数。Do not be afraid to be the remnant.
不要怕忠心跟随。
Do not be afraid to follow the Lord faithfully.
我反而看见有很多妥协的人，真是被撒旦一抹就没了。
I have seen many people who compromise with the world, and they have been wiped out by Satan.
所以求主用这些话激励我们。
May God use such words to encourage us.
我们再看第66章。
Chapter 66.
66章这段话，最后这段话也是给这些余数。
The last portion of chapter 66 are also for the remnant.
因为这个很长啊，从第五节一直到二十一节。
This is a very long portion from verse 5 till 21. We will not read it all.
我把其中几个重要的点呢，稍微点一下。
I will just point out the important points.
这里告诉我们，这一般这样跟随神的人。
Here it tells us for these people who follows the Lord.
他们是因耶和华的言语战惊的。
And they tremble at the word of God.
他们在神的话语跟前，他们有敬畏的心。
Before the word of God, they tremble.
弟兄姊妹，你真正的曾经有听见神的话而颤抖的吗？
Brother and sister, have you ever heard the word of God and trembled?
或者你里面深处产生敬畏？
And out of your heart comes out this reverence.
因为神说你们要听啊。
Because God says you need to hear.
他说你们遭遇的什么呢？你们的弟兄就是恨恶你们的，因我的名赶出你们的。
Because your brothers who hate you, who exclude you for my name's sake.
我们看见在教会历史中，许多真正愿意走在主道路上的人，他们真的被赶出去的。
We've seen that many brothers and sisters who walks in the word of God.And they have been chased out.
被他们的弟兄们所恨恶。
They were hated by their brothers.
这些都是真实的经历。
And these are all true experiences.
但是神说什么呢？但蒙羞的究竟是他们。
But the Lord says they will be ashamed. They will be put to a shame.
这里也讲到啊，他们呢？
Here it tells us,
他们是那个男孩子。
That they are the man child.
啊，他第七节说：西安未曾。惧劳就生产，未曾疼痛就生出男孩。
Verse 7, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy.
圣经讲这些男孩是得胜者。
And these men-childs are the overcomers.
他们是经过惨难而被生出的一般人。
They were born out of travail.
上面就讲到他们要欢喜，他们要得安慰。
And then it tells us they will rejoice and they will be comforted.
那么神要审判一切所有属血气的。
God would judge all those who are of flesh.
他们要在列国中宣扬神的荣耀。
And among the nations, they would declare the glory of God.
他们被当作是供物献给神。
And they will be taken as offerings consecrated to God.
是真正满足神心的一般人。
They are the people who truly satisfy God's heart.
他们要真正的成为祭司，成为侍奉神的人。
They will truly become priests who serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在以赛亚书里面
，In the book of Isaiah，
充满了这许许多多的话语。
It is filled with such words.
针对的这些余数，神对他们有很深的寄望。
Words that are only spoken to the remnants, for God has high hope in them.
神把他的荣耀和他的工作托付在这般人身上。
God entrusted them with His work, with His glory.
在那个荒凉的时代里面
，In this age of desolation,
先知以赛亚看见神在时代中的作为。
Prophet Isaiah have seen God's work.
所以这个成为当时以色列百姓中间一个重要的呼召。
And this became an important calling among the Israelites at that time.
弟兄姊妹。到这个末了的时代
，Brother and sister, now we come to the end time.
圣经已经预言告诉我们
，The prophecy of the Bible has already told us.
教会从外表的光景来看是非常的软弱。
The outward condition of the church is very weak.
胜不过传统。
We cannot overcome traditions.
胜不过世界。
We cannot overcome this world.
弟兄姊妹们，当教会在一种被掳的状态中的时候
，Brother and sister, when the church is in a state of captivity.
愿我们的耳朵能听见神的话。
May our ears able to hear God's calling.
我们的眼能够看见这个余数的原则。
May our eyes able to see the principle of the remnant.
弟兄姊妹，今天是你我的机会。
Brother and sister, today is an opportunity for you and I. 我们知道主回来的日子非常的近。We know that he's coming back soon.
我们能持守主见证的这个日子也是非常的短。
It is very limited time that we can still hold on to his testimony.
愿主得住我们，像得住这般余数一样。
May the Lord obtain us just like he has obtained this remnant.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我越来越感觉到这个呼声在这个末了的时代是十分的紧急和沉重。
More and more, I feel that this calling is so urgent.
求主叫我们能从上头得到智慧。
May the Lord give us wisdom from above.
能够拣选上好的福分。
That we can choose the better thing.
当许许多多的人，他们跟着基督教的这个活动、那个事物走的时候
，When so many people following all different kind of Christian activities，
许多人在这样环境中妥协的时候
，When many people compromise in under such kind of environment，
愿主保守我们的心。
May the Lord keep our hearts.
向着神的自己
，So that we can turn towards God.
向着神的家
，We can turn toward His house.
向着神的旨意。
And toward His will.
让我们的眼看见他的荣耀。
May our eyes see His glory.
让我们的耳听见他的声音。
May our ears hear His voice.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
这是主留我们在地上所给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity why God still left us on earth.
盼望今天我们能经历，像在以赛亚书里面主所赐给这些余数的这些福祝福一样。
May we all experience the blessings which God has given to the remnant.
让我们持守主的恩典。
That we hold on to His grace.
持守主的心意。
Hold on to His heart's desire.
并且能够欢然的在地上等候主的降临。
And wait for His return,
rejoicing. 我们觉得以赛亚的这三个看见是非常重要。
We think that Isaiah 3 seeing is very important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他看见在宝座上的基督。
He saw the Christ in glory.
看见那位君王又是祭司的。
He saw the one who is a king who is also the priest.
他看见自己的软弱。
He saw his own weakness.
看见自己的败坏。
He saw his corruption.
他也看见主的救恩。
He also saw God's salvation.
他愿意答应主的呼召。
So he's willing to answer to God's calling.
他也看见神在他百姓中间工作的法则。
He also saw the ways God will work among his people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天只有踩在余数的原则里面
，Only when we step into the principle of the remnant，
我们才能够满足主的心意。
Then we can satisfy God's heart。
我们盼望这一次，我们在这里一同思想以赛亚书。
I hope this time as we study the book of Isaiah together，
我们不是光是在以赛亚书里面做一点解释而已。
Not just to give some explanation of the of this book。
求主借着圣灵的光
，But through the light of the Holy Spirit，
照在这黑暗的时代里面。
To shine upon this world of darkness.
让我们真正能看见先知以赛亚所看见。
That we may see truly what the prophet Isaiah have seen.
我再说，这是非常紧急的一件事情。
I say again, this is an urgent matter.
你不要把它当作是一件平常的事情。
Do not treat this as a normal thing.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
救我们脱离这个世代。
To save us out of this age.
救我们脱离今天的光景。
To save us out of today's condition.
重新把我们带回到他的心意里面。
Once again, bring us back into His heart's desire.
愿我们这边百姓。是出自耶路撒冷，出自锡安山的。
So that these people are the survivor out of Mount Zion and the remnant of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意答应主的呼召吗
？And sister, are you willing to answer to God's calling?
愿主的恩典保守托住我们。
May His grace keep us.
我们最后请大家一同唱首诗歌，好不好
？I will ask us to sing another hymn.
我们留一点祷告的时间。
Then we will save some time for prayer.
我觉得这两天主借着 Dana。也把很重要的信息给了我们。
I feel that in these two days, God has given us very important message from Brother Dana.
在以赛亚书里面也把重要的信息给了我们。
From the book of Isaiah, God has also given us important message.
我觉得我们需要有够多的祷告。
We need to have enough prayers.
这是需要每个弟兄姊妹把我们的心愿摆在神跟前。
And so that we can place our heart's desire before God.
求主不叫我们一年一年的这样夏令会，好像觉得说啊，来听几篇道就回去了。
That we will not just attend the summer conference year after year, only hearing some sermons.
经过这个聚会。
But after the meeting,
我们的生活侍奉实在有重大的改变。
There will be great change in our life and in our ministries.
所以我们需要把我们的心愿摆在神的跟前。
We need to place our heart's desire before God.
我们唱这个55首，好吧？
We will sing hymn 55.
啊，主使我更爱你。
More holiness, give me.
我们请大家起立唱，好吗
？Let's all rise and sing.
我能不能有一点简单的请求啊？
Can I have a simple request?
就当我们唱完之后啊
，After we sing this hymn,
我们仍旧在主面前大家同声的有点祷告。
We will have open prayers all together before the Lord.
我们为自己的光景祷告。
Pray for your conditions.
也为着教会的情形祷告。
Pray for the condition of the church.
也为着主的心意一同祷告。
And pray for God's heart desire.
然后呢，若是主的灵带领，有些弟兄姊妹，你可以随着圣灵的引导，带着我们有点祷告。
Afterwards, if the Spirit leads you, you can lead us into more prayers.
愿我们在这个聚会最后的时候
，at the last days of this meeting,
主借着永远的灵，把我们一同带到宝座跟前。
That the eternal Spirit shall lead us before the throne.
让我们在这个时候真正感觉到主在我们的中间。
So we can feel that.The Lord's presence is here.
我们要求主听我们的祷告。
We will ask Him to hear our prayers.
纪念他在我们中间的工作。
Remember the work He has done among us.
我们来唱五十五首。
Let's sing hymn 55.
主使我更爱你。 来向你，求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走窄路，使主心满意足。天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走窄路，使主心满意足。我们同声开口祷告。
主，我们仰望你的怜悯，感谢你在你。